Well, I bless you guys both near and far and even perhaps around the world. Great song, Al. I mean, I would say it was a perfect song for what I'm going to share with you tonight. I guess you could call it a match made in heaven, quite literally.
Good.
Well, it's always great joy and pleasure to be able to share God's word and in hopes that we can all achieve something together and learn something in common, because it's not about me, it's not about whoever's up here, it's about our God and Father and learning something together. Amen. So tonight, what I'm going to share with you, I hope, will spark some encouragement. It's kind of an interesting story. I got a phone call last Wednesday night. I take out my phone, my watch is buzzing, and it's none other than Al Segovia himself. Yeah, go figure. I answered it. You know, we get to talking, we get to, you know, chatting about this, that, and the other thing, and of course, at some point, he goes, "You'd be blessed to share the word on Monday night." In a while, of course, without hesitation, I said yes. And of course, when you know you're going to share at some point in time, you kind of start the process of, okay, Lord, what do you want me to share with your people? Mm-hmm. And so I started, and I got to work. That night, I said, okay, Lord, what are you going to have me share? What do you want me to share at this time? And he goes, wait till tomorrow morning. I'm like, okay, it's 10 o'clock. Is it too late for you or something? Wait till tomorrow morning. Thursday morning, I wake up, start the day. Okay, Lord, you got something for me? He said, wait till tomorrow. I'm going, are you sure? You just told me that. But of course, I went with the Father's will. I said, okay. Friday comes. Okay, Lord, it's Friday. You told me to wait until yesterday, then yesterday you told me to wait until today, so I'm assuming you got something for me. He goes, wait until tomorrow. Are you kidding me? Time's ticking. Time is a ticket. He says, you're fine. Wait till tomorrow. I said, okay, I'll wait. Saturday morning comes. I wake up. First thing comes to mind. Okay, Lord, what would you have to share me with your people? Wait till tomorrow. I'm like, tomorrow's Sunday. 48 hours away. Are you sure? He goes, trust me. At this point, I was getting a little, maybe discouraged in a way, but I trust the Lord, and I trust what he has to say to us, and I trust his counsel, and I know that his timing is much better than ours. I said, okay, I'll wait till tomorrow. But it has to be tomorrow, right? Yesterday, Sunday. Actually, the day before. So Saturday, something did come to me. When I was getting some lunch before I had to go into work, four words came to mind. Actually, one of two phrases came to mind. First one was four words. Look to the skies. Okay. What did that mean? I looked up. Beautiful blue skies. Bluer than I've ever seen. Another phrase came to mind at that point. Because I was getting, you know, sometimes you get in your head and, you know, we're in the flesh, so it's very easy to kind of get flustered and frustrated and this, that, the other thing. The second phrase was, you can do it. You can do it. Well, I can do what? Wait till tomorrow. You'll see. So, next day, yesterday morning, of course, we heard Barney sharing on some wonderful things, and two words that he mentioned were, look up. Look up. and going, huh, makes sense. You told me to look to the skies. We hear those two words. So I started thinking, like, okay, what else? What else is going on here? And he goes, do you know this? Do you remember the second phrase that I told you? The second thing I told you? You can do it. Put those two phrases together. Look to the skies. You can do it. And I thought about it, and kind of made sense. We're so focused on the distractions of the flesh, you know, like Barney mentioned, our emails, our phones, our computers, or this and that, that we are distracted by the world, and we get distracted from fully tapping into the presence of God. And all these things of the flesh and all these things of the world, they can cause great discouragement. Because these things are always encouraging us to do other than what our Father wants us to do. And so, he also reminded me that he's been teaching us about you. The perfect you. Just be you. You. So I thought about it. And he said something else. Here's what you're going to share. You're going to give these guys some good old-fashioned verses of encouragement. Because that's what the body of Christ needs, after all. We're constantly needing encouragement, right? And our lives stretch far beyond this room. Even further than that. Many, many lives whose lives touch. Our lives touch other lives. Mm-hmm. Because we're all ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we have no excuses. So, as soon as I said, okay, well, that's it. That's what you want me to share. On the subject of slamming down the giant of discouragement. Because discouragement, ooh, big, very bad. Everywhere I look, I can see different forms of discouragement. That's what this world wants us to do. The world tries to discourage us from fully basking in the presence of God. And with that discouragement comes a whole lot of other things, such as fear, worry, trepidation, anxiety. But guess what? We have been blood-bought by the King. So there is no excuse. Because all that stuff has been taken care of. So, with that being said, we're going to get into the verses that God showed me. First thing, we're going to start in Joshua 1. This is a real famous one. Joshua 1, verse 9. Joshua 1:9 says, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." Guess what? I'm not going to add any extra commentary because the word speaks for itself. And the word is written so perfectly that it teaches itself. Next one. All these are very famous too. Next one is Isaiah 40:31. Isaiah Give me a sec to get there. Here we go. Here's the thing. God does not make you do it on your own. He doesn't make us live this life on our own. Let's read. Isaiah 40:31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and shall walk and not faint." Simple?
Mm-hmm.
Simple. 1 Corinthians 15. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And like I said before, we're in a spiritual battle, and it's very easy to get discouraged. It's very easy to really give in to the things of the flesh. But once again, all that stuff, all that garbage, it has no right. Because we have been blood-bought. How many other people can say they were blood-bought? Think about that. In First Corinthians, Psalm 31. It was real plain and simple, good old-fashioned verses of encouragement. Psalm 31. I need just an extra minute to get there. The psalm is massive. Here we go. 31:24 in Psalm. "And be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all that you hope in the Lord." There's a verse, on the flip side, there's a verse that is really fascinating to me. And I'm going to talk about that in just a second. 1 Peter 5:8. Some of you probably get there faster on your phones. 1 Peter 5:8. Very famous.
It's a good one.
It says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." Mm-hmm. Now, this verse is fascinating to me, and I'll tell you why. When a lion goes hunting for its food, for its breakfast, lunch, and dinner, a lion does not just go after any animal. A lion goes after the weakest animal. And as you can see, it says that the adversary seeks whom he may devour. And we are in a spiritual battle. And in the flesh, all that discouragement, if we get ourselves so caught up with the giant of discouragement, then that's how he gets in. However, since we are fully equipped with the things of God, because we have Christ in us, doesn't mean the challenges won't come. It doesn't mean that the adversary won't try, because he's always trying. He's always trying to look for a way in. He's always trying to find a way to talk us out of who we are in Christ. But even for us, never said it was going to be easy, but it does mean that we are fully equipped to withstand the ways of the adversary and the discouragement that he tries to throw out at us. Perhaps one of the most encouraging verses ever written is Philippians 4:13. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There's nothing we can't do. There's nothing that we can't withstand. Because Christ in us is the most perfect defense mechanism that we have. That's why the Word of God is called the sword of the Spirit. I have John 14:12 in parentheses here, so let's take a look at it. Why not? Oh, perfect. Hand in hand. These two verses go hand in hand. John 14:12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. So the works that Jesus Christ has done, raising the sick, casting out devils, causing the blind to see, and greater works? Come on. So are there any excuses? I don't think so. So I trust that the exhortation is clear this evening. You, there's that word again, you are his child and are made perfectly in his sight. And we can submerge ourselves in God's word and find the exhortation and encouragement that we need to completely live the life that he has called us to live. And really find his presence. Because guess what? Anything that actually poses a challenge, you tell it what the Word of God says about you. You tell those challenges, you tell those problems, and you tell the adversary himself what the Word of God says. Because that's his defense mechanism against us. He tries to completely talk us out of who you are in Christ. We're blood-bought children of the King. So you get the picture. No excuses. You can do it. Amen?
Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, come before you this wonderful night. I trust that all my brothers and sisters here will walk away feeling just a little bit more encouraged Because they are, we are your kids, Father. And there is absolutely nothing that we cannot accomplish because we have you on our side and we have Christ in us, Father. So thank you for showing us these things, Father. And it's in the precious, wonderful name, our Lord and Savior, your Son, Christ Jesus. Amen.